With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Kamala Harris's run for the White House is posing new challenges for down-ballot candidates, including a number of Democrat senators up for re-election. Bob Agnew reports.
Harris's emergence as the party's likely presidential nominee is creating some new angles of attack for Republicans hoping to flip the Senate. Key Republican targets include Senators John Tester, Sherrod Brown, Bob Casey, and Jackie Rosen. All will now have to face questions about Vice President Harris's controversial policy positions, some dating back to the 2020 Democratic primary. Many of her statements lean hard to the left on topics ranging from the border and immigration to Medicare for all and opposition to the Keystone XL pipeline. Bob Agnew reporting.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's visit to Washington is being marked by protests against the war in Gaza.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is in Washington to address Congress. He has signaled that a ceasefire deal that could free dozens of hostages in Gaza could be taking shape. The health ministry in Gaza says more than 39,000 Palestinians have been killed in the nine-month war. Protesters from the group Jewish Voices for Peace staged a sit-in at a congressional office building. After about a half hour of clapping and chanting, officers from the U.S. Capitol Police issued several warnings, then began arresting protesters. Some lawmakers won't be attending Netanyahu's planned speech to both houses of Congress on Wednesday. Norman Hall, Washington.
State election directors from across the country have voiced serious concerns to a top U.S. Postal Service official that the system won't be able to handle an expected crush of mail-in ballots in the November election. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 57 points, the Nasdaq dropped 10, the S&P lower by 8. This is SRN News. Donald Trump reaches out to a leading evangelical.
After a fire gutted the historic sanctuary of First Baptist Church of Dallas last week, Pastor Robert Jeffress says the former president sent him a note expressing his condolences and offering to help, quote, in any way he could. Jeffress has been a supporter of Mr. Trump since before he won the White House in 2016, and the former president spoke at the Dallas church in 2021. The damaged sanctuary, which is over a century old, will be demolished. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Faced with declining membership, aging buildings, and large underutilized properties, many U.S. houses of worship have closed their doors in recent years, but some congregations are using their land in new ways that reflect their faith. Some are repurposing their property to provide affordable housing as the housing crisis intensifies across the country. Arlington Presbyterian Church in Arlington, Virginia has done that. This is SRN News. Malaysia evacuates 123 citizens, including 80 students from Bangladesh, where violence continues. We hear more on this story from international correspondent Charles de Ledesma, reporting from London.
Malaysia's evacuated over 120 of its citizens from Bangladesh amid violent unrest in Dhaka and elsewhere. Student Cassandra David, now in Kuala Lumpur, tells the AP she had to travel from her hospital to the embassy to get out.
We did see a lot of things that we do not want to see, like army officers deployed everywhere, tankers and, you know, police with guns and all. That's all we see, but we did not really see the violence that took place.
A controversial system for allocating government jobs has triggered violent protests in the country, with clashes killing more than 100 people, according to local media. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.